This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is attending the All India Directors General and Inspectors General of Police Conference being held in Bhubaneswar. The conference is also being attended by Union Home Minister Amit Shah and other key dignitaries, including Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister P.K. Mishra and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. The issues being discussed in the conference include internal security, new criminal laws, coastal security, cybercrime, Maoist menace, challenges posed by AI and drones, and terrorism. The Prime Minister arrived in Bhubaneswar last evening to attend the three-day conference. Mr. Shah inaugurated the conference yesterday. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman handed over sanction letters and loans worth over 1,121 crore rupees to more than 50,000 beneficiaries at a credit outreach program today. The program was organized at Jhanjharpur in Madhubani district of Bihar. Ms. Sitharaman distributed the loans under schemes of PM Swanidhi, PM Vishwakarma, Mudra, Stand Up India and Kisan Credit Card Scheme. Addressing the beneficiaries, Ms. Sitharaman said women will be the engine of growth to reach the milestone of developed India by 2047. Earlier, the finance minister held discussions with women members of self-help groups, especially Jivika Didi, who were exhibiting their products, including agri products. The Centre and the Asian Development Bank, ADB, have signed a $98 million loan agreement to improve horticulture farmers' access to certified disease-free planting materials. This will enhance crop yield, quality and resilience to climate impact. The loan agreement for Building India's Clean Plant Programme was signed by Joint Secretary in the Department of Economic Affairs and Officer in Charge of ADB's India Resident Mission. According to the Finance Ministry, the project supports the Atmanirbhar Clean Plant Programme, which strengthens plant health management. The Election Commission has asserted that all poll procedures it followed in the recent Maharashtra Assembly elections were transparent and assured that it would review all legitimate concerns flagged by the Congress Party. In its interim response to the party today, the poll body has invited a Congress delegation on coming Tuesday to discuss concerns expressed by it. The Commission reiterated that the process was transparent and candidates or their agents were involved at every stage. The Union Health Ministry has asked states and union territories to make snake bite cases and deaths a notifiable disease under the relevant provisions of the State Public Health Act or other applicable legislation. In a letter to the Principal Secretary and Additional Chief Secretary Health of all states and UTs, Union Health Secretary Punya Salila Srivastava emphasized that snake bites are a significant public health concern. She highlighted that one of the key objectives under NAPSE is to strengthen the surveillance of snake bite cases and deaths in India. Cyclone Fendral, developed over the southwest Bay of Bengal, continues to move northwestwards with a speed reduced from 15 to 13 kilometers per hour since this morning. According to the latest bulletin from the Met Department, the cyclone is likely to make landfall tonight at Puducherry. Presently, the cyclonic storm is located 120 kilometers away from Puducherry. Owing to the cyclonic storm, road, rail and air traffic have been disrupted. East Coast Road or OMR Road have been closed for road traffic. Rail services from Chennai Central to Tirupati have been short-terminated at Avadi. Trains from Coimbatore, Mysuru, Mangalore and the Lokmanya Tilak Express have been short-terminated at Tiruvallur. Timings for 11 trains have been changed and the place of origin has been shifted. The air quality in the national capital, Delhi, continues to remain in the very poor category, with an average air quality index AQI of 353 as of 1 p.m. today. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, some areas of the city have breached the 400 AQI level. In Syed Modi International Badminton Tournament, ace Indian shuttler P.V. Sindhu has reached the women's singles final. She defeated compatriot Unnati Huda 21-12, 21-9 in Lucknow this afternoon. And with that, we end this news bulletin.